Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bring them out. Kickoff is just moments away for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Up next, first quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Minutes to kick off now. The Riders and the Lions on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. There was a very nice song for National Reconciliation Day coming up next week in advance of the national anthem. And the BC Lions have a special Every Child Matters t-shirt, Luke, which might be the best logo I've seen in quite some time. It's awesome.
Incredibly respectful logo, an incredibly important initiative. I really like that the Canadian Football League teams, like the BC Lions, are advocating for Indigenous communities right now. This Every Child Matters conversation is giving voices to the past, present, and future that really haven't been able to speak.
Let's go down the field for the coin flip. The Tails crew, apparently in the crowd here, did not like that the coin landed heads as the boos come up. BC Lions have won the toss. They have chosen to receive the ball, so the Riders will get it to start the third quarter. BC will be going left to right in their all-orange uniforms. The Riders in all white will be going right to left. Let's check in for Luke's three keys to the game.
I'll tell you what, this is a really important game, and the keys are simple. First of all, I'd like to see the Riders win the big play battle today. I really think that's important. BC is a team that's very capable of creating big plays, and I'm talking 20 yards plus, right, on offense. But more importantly, also, you got to defend the big play. So win the big play battle. That's key number one. Key number two is continue to find the balance offensively, right? One of the best defenses to get you can have against an opponent is to keep their offense off the field, especially when they're efficient, right? So, find the balance, continue to sustain drives, put together long drives, and always, always, always focus on scoring, getting the ball across the end zone, not field goal. Okay, so continue to find the balance. And the final one, in a big game like this, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of motions, but you got to continue to do the little things right. And the little things are really working for Saskatchewan. So on defense, for instance, sprinting to the football when the ball is in play. You've seen Micah Johnson come up with a tackle. You've seen really nice interceptions based on guys pursuing the football, right? And if you're a receiver on offense, getting blocks, we're trying to extend to the sidelines in this offense, right, and use the entire field. So as a receiver, you got to get in there and block when you don't have the ball. There's only one ball to go around, but if you want it, you block. No block, no rock. That's how we do. So do the little things right.
Did you just make that up? No block, no rock?
No, I stole that from Michigan State. We're 2-0. The Spartans Tuck's coming.
I love it. Luke's three keys to the game brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. And the coin toss, as it is every week, brought to you by our friends at Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ND Look Online Auction. Brent Lawther has the ball pinned on the right hash mark at the 35-yard line. And the Riders defense will get first crack at this BC offense as we get it going. Just an enormous matchup in the standings.
Yes.
Because this will determine the team in season series. And an enormous matchup for the Canadian Football League, because we expect this to be a humdinger of a football game. Brett Leather's kickoff is up and we are underway. It's Cooper at his 4-yard line. He'll bend it right back. Pardon me. Butler, 20, 25. He's down just outside the 25-yard line. James Butler, who was in Ryder camp this week or this season, returns at the 25-yard line. That's where the Lions will scrimmage first and 10. The Bombers defense, Jonathan Woodard, Anthony Lanier, Michael Johnson, and Pete Robertson across the front. The linebackers, Micah Tights, Dion Lacey, and Godfrey Onyeka will draw a lot of our eye at the Sam linebacker spot. Defensive backfield, Nick Marshall, Ed Gainey, Luchez Purifoy at safety is a change. Christian Campbell at half, and Blaise Brown dealing with an injury at the cornerback spot. Fake the handoff, Rally on a roll underneath. It's Lucky Whitehead dropped at the 38-yard line. He was open, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, wide open. Not just a little bit open, wide open. Lucky Whitehead was sitting in his zone, hit him in the numbers and dropped it. Fortunate for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, that would have been a very quick first down here. And again, you don't want to start off behind the eight ball, right? So the faster you're in second and 10 against this offense, the better.
And I don't want Lucky Whitehead getting a fast start at anything.
Not at all, especially against that field side.
Second and 10, Lions. Burnham in the slot. Onyeka matching him. Riley looking. He's got Burnham underneath. Oh, almost picked off by Onyeka. Riley was missed him as he was hit. Onyeka breaks it up, incomplete, and it's third down, Riders.
And Riley had to throw that ball a lot quicker than he wanted to, because he had some good pass rush pressure coming from the edge. Pete Robertson, number 93, getting the pressure coming from a linebacker position onto the edge of the defense.
Third down forced by the Riders is what I meant to say there. Stephen Flintoff, a driving kick. This one taken by Morrow at his own 35-yard line. Stumbles, 40-45. Pulls forward almost to the 50-yard line before he's brought down. The Riders will start with good field position as they go now first and 10, their opening drive. The offensive line, Brett Boyko at left tackle, Logan Ferland, Dan Clark, Evan Johnson, and the second-year man Cam Jefferson back at right tackle. The receivers, Kian Schaefer-Baker, Ricardo Lewis, Braden Lennius, Kyron Moore, and Mitchell Picton. The running back is William Powell. The quarterback is Cody Fajardo, and Alex Dupuy, the fullback, in for this one. First and 10. Fake the handoff. It's a little swing pass to Kian Schaefer-Baker, 50, dragging forward to the 55, pulls Marcus Sales with him, then takes a late hit as well. Schaefer-Baker with a first down.
Well, and here's the other thing too. They had a tight end in Big Josiah St. John in the game, so they're leveraging the looks that they gave the Argos last game and using them to come out and throw the football. So you're seeing some variance in the attack.
Second and 3, so they'll keep this big package in. Schaefer-Baker will motion to the far side. All three receivers are over there. Fajardo will turn around, hand it off to Powell, drops a shoulder, pushing forward to the BC 52-yard line, but they need the 51 for the first down, and Mitchell Picton in a little bit of a hand fight with Keontae Harden. Going to be third down for the Riders. On come Lennius and Keenan LaFrance. Off go Picton and Schaefer-Baker as the Riders are going to go for it early.
And it's a long 1 yard here. Unfortunately, they got Dupuy in the action there as a fullback, but Bo Lacombo blitzed to stop him short, which puts him in this longer third down situation.
Three backs in the backfield. Fajardo will go in shotgun. Third and 1 on the opening drive of the game. Handed to Powell right side. He's got it easily across the 50 down to the 48-yard line. That right side opened up, and it's a Riders first down.
Yeah, and so the response on a long third down conversion here from the Lions is to blitz, and they actually do a good job of getting into the gaps. Unfortunately, they miss an early tackle that would have stopped the Riders, and the green and white get to continue this drive.
St. John, the tight end to the left. Dupuy, the fullback that way as well. They'll motion Powell out of the backfield, keep Keenan LaFrance there, and they'll swing it to Powell at the 52. Couple of blocks in front of him. He's undercut and down at the 45-yard line. Jalen Edwards-Cooper with a tackle after a pickup of about 5.
That's what I'm talking about. No block, no rock, right? You got Braden Lennius, you've got Kyron Swerve Moore out there on the edge trying to clear some space. BC Lions play it well. They were 3-for-3 over there on that boundary.
They call it for the second and 6 now from the 46-yard line. Kyron Moore in the slot to the left. Lions show four. They bring four. Fajardo looking left, gunning. Caught by Kyron inside the 40. He turns and he'll be dropped at the 40 by Marcus Sales. That'll leave them in third and one again.
Yeah, if you went for it the first time, go for it the second time, right? Especially if you're closer. Now, one of the things that we got to lock out for is do BC throw another pressure package at this formation?
First rep for Ricardo Lewis as they go to a five receiver set and split Powell out of the backfield. Okay, now they'll motion him back in. That'll make more sense on third and one. Fajardo making a stutter count, trying to draw BC offside. He rolls to his right. Underneath, it's Braden Lennie's little underhand pass. He's down to the 36-yard line. That's good for a Riders first down.
We had this conversation a few days ago, DT, and the excitement when it came to Jason Moss and how he's going to continue to build off of what he's put on film. And that shovel pass is a perfect example. Skinniest first down.
Yeah. Fajardo looked like he was going to roll to his right, just underhand spiraled it to Braden Lennius, a.k.a. Skinniest, and it's first and 10 Riders. 10:20 to go in the first as the opening drive looks pretty good. Powell in the backfield. Lions show blitz. Five come. Fajardo pressure up the middle. Oh, and he stays up through the sack. He breaks through two more guys, and he's down to the 38-yard line. He's going to lose a couple yards, but it could have been way worse for Fajardo.
Yeah, BC Lions run a game with their defensive line. Tim Bonner and Oboom Guachum essentially trade spaces, and that's how the pressure got up the middle.
Quarterback sacks is always brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Always remember, drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains. Second and 12 for the Riders. Lennius sticks in the backfield, four-man pressure. Cody Quick to Ricardo Lewis, 40, 35, reaching forward to the 30-yard line. He needed a 26 for a first down, so it looks like this will be third and three. Catch for Ricardo Lewis.
Yeah.
Get him an easy one.
Got to do something to get that young man going if you're so high on him, right? Now, if you're the BC Lions on that sideline, any defensive players coming off the field, you're saying, hey, good job, right? You held him to a kick. That's what's important.
Yeah, the sack virtually negates any chance of points this season in the CFL. And now Brett Lawther on for a 38-yard field goal attempt to open the scoring here in the first quarter. Some struggles last week. No struggles on that kick whatsoever. Lawther, the field goal, and the Riders on their opening drive take a 3-0 lead. The field goal from Brett Lawther, brought to you by Affinity Credit Union, supporting local, makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. 8:52 remains in the first quarter. We go to break for Special Blend by Weiser's and Borgo Industries. Riders on top on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is John Ryan, your Rough Rider punter from Regina, Saskatchewan. You listen to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
8:52 remains in the first quarter. Riders get a field goal on their opening drive. They lead the Lions 3-0. And the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. Got a stop thanks to some drops and a broken up pass by Godfrey Onyeka on the Lions' first drive. What does the Riders' defense have for drive number two? Michael Riley, 0 for 2. Cody Fajardo, conversely, 4 for 4 for 26 on the opening drive for the Riders. Shaq Johnson split wide to the left. Lucky Whitehead split wide to the field side. And they'll motion two other receivers with them as well. That's a matchup we were looking for. Riders bring four. Riley rolling to that side. He's got Burnham at the 54, and he's into Rider territory. Drops his head on Blaise Brown inside the Riders 50. That's a big gain for Brian Burnham.
Yeah, and what they do is they run Lucky Whitehead on a long go route, and they have Brian Burnham essentially run a corner route underneath Lucky Whitehead, and Lucky's long route created all sorts of space underneath, and Burnham took advantage of it.
28 yards for Burnham, first and 10 from the Riders' 47-yard line. Four receivers out to the left. Whitehead in the slot, where you would expect that to be Godfrey Onyeka, and they're going to swing it out to him. Whitehead on the run. Breaks two tackles, 45-40. Whitehead, he's racing. Can Micah Tights catch him? Lucky Whitehead a 47-yard touchdown off a swing pass, and that was what we were concerned about.
Well, Ed Gainey's still sitting on the field feeling sorry for himself. I hope he's not hurt, but again, it starts there. Lucky Whitehead breaks his tackle attempt. We talked about the Riders receivers needing to get blocks if we were going to get to the sideline with the football. This is exactly what the BC Lions do. They run an essential bubble route to Whitehead. The receivers get on the blocks. Riders miss two tackles, and he's off to the races. Not too many people going to catch Lucky Whitehead coming down that sideline.
No, when the two tacklers missed him, that one was over. Camacho for the convert. It's up, and it is good. That did not take long for the Lions to respond. And with 7:38 to go, the Riders now trail 7-3.
And it was a big play. Remember, we talked about the Riders needing to win that big play battle, and we're already down one zip. Also, DT, the Lions have come out here offensively, run about four plays, haven't run a run play yet.
might be the case. We'll go to break for McDougal Auctioneers and Quality Tire. We'll recap the touchdown drive when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Pride Worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
7:38 left in the first quarter here in Vancouver. Riders now down 7-3. And it's going to take longer for me to read this, Luke, than the touchdown drive actually took. Two plays, 75 yards of the touchdown drive. Brought to you by Smooth 42 Craft Distillery, inventors of Create Eco Vodka, Saskatchewan's best priced spirit. Make it your own with Create Eco Vodka. Ed Gainey and another defensive back, I couldn't tell you exactly who it was, clanged into each other at the attack point, and after that, Whitehead was gone. It's Morrow taking the kickoff from his 6. He's at the 20, 25, 30. Nice hole, 35, broke a tackle. 40, stumbles forward to the 43-yard line before he's brought down by the kicker, Stephen Flintoff. There's that juice from Jamal Morrow.
Yeah, he's excited about it, as he should be.
Very well done.
It just feels like the Riders have been so close to breaking one of these wide open, and maybe it's today that we see it actually happen. They just replayed the touchdown play, and it was Ed Gainey and Blaise Brown who ran into each other instead of the ball carrier.
Ricardo Lewis wide to the wide side of the field. Kyron Moore in the slot here again with the fullback. They'll motion Moore out, and they're going to swing it to him behind the line of scrimmage at the 38. Breaks a tackle from Sales, spins it. He's not going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. They threw it 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and Kyron Moore couldn't even get anything.
Yeah, and it was to the wide side of the field. The reason why he couldn't get anything is just the receivers on the field side just didn't do a great job blocking. And you know, when you get 3-on-3 over there on that wide side, so I'm talking 3 Riders players and 3 Lions players, you got to get one of them blocked at least, and they didn't do that.
Second and 12 now for the Riders from their own 42-yard line. Mitch Pickton, the wide receiver, to this side in a 5-receiver set, showing blitz. Here comes 7. Fajardo has some time, guns across the middle behind Braden Lennius, and incomplete. Lennius flinched like he thought he got hit. It's incomplete, and third down, Riders.
7 coming, and number 96 for the BC Lions, Dana Levine Jr., gets through on that blitz. He hits Fajardo just as he's making the throw, and that's what caused it to be off target. It seems as though the Riders offensively there got a little bit off schedule. Like, those plays didn't fit the dynamic of the current, like, play-calling script.
49-yard punt from John Ryan. It's Whitehead on the return and tackled very nicely. Godfrey Onyeka with the special teams tackle holds Whitehead to a return of less than 5. Beautifully done by Onyeka. And BC will start just outside its own 25 for their third drive of this game.
It's almost as if Jason Moss panicked a little bit and wanted to get his team back into the game quickly.
We'll go to break for AGCO and spreads.ca. Riders down 7-3 with 6:18 to go in the first on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
What's going on? It's Kyron Moore. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
6:18 left in the first quarter here in Vancouver. The Riders down 7-3 after that Lucky Whitehead touchdown that just, Luke, I'm still sick over that. I can't believe it.
Yeah, and it really, again, it felt like it had an impact on the play calling of Jason Moss. That first play he came out offensively, that seemed like a play they rushed. I didn't see it fitting in sort of the scripted scene of their first drive, or their first and second drive. So it's going to be interesting to see how he reacts reacts, especially if BC comes down here and scores again.
BC first and 10 from their own 26-yard line to start this drive. Whitehead with Nick Marshall on the near side of the field. They will hand it off. It's Shaq Cooper running outside to the left. Bust through a tackle, 30, 35. He's into the backfield, and Ed Gainey forced to make the tackle. A team that can't particularly run the football turns that into a 13-yard gain.
Well, maybe it's because it's holding on the BC Lions O-line here. Maybe that's what sprung the leak.
Something had to be wrong there.
Yeah.
That was
shocking. Lord knows Shaq Cooper hasn't broken off a run like that. But again, one of the most, probably the concerning thing here is the missed tackle. Again, initially.
Yeah, absolutely. BC, we talk about they don't particularly have a running game. Seventh in yards before contact. They get 1.7 yards before the running back gets hit. They are ninth in yards per designed run at just over four per game. Like this much over four per game. So what will they have on first and 20 as the Riders can pin back their ears? Five men coming. Riley, screen pass. It's Cooper at the 10 with two blockers in front. 20, 25, and he's caught from behind. Micah Johnson with the hustle play. Back to near the original line of scrimmage, second and 11.
And one of the things that hurt Saskatchewan there is that they were actually blitzing a linebacker. It was Micah Tights. So with the defensive lineman getting led upfield, but also adding the linebacker upfield, that was a perfect screen call against that defense, and BC took advantage of it.
Four receivers to the wide side, just Lucky Whitehead to the short side for second and 11. Riley looking to that wide side. Slides out, double clutches, and he'll throw it underneath and dropped. Javon Katoy had it in his hands. Mm-hmm. And it falls incomplete. It'll be third down, Lions. Well, Niners get off the field.
Man, Riley was essentially throwing that ball away, and that was a good job by the secondary of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. There was nobody open. Riley was able to move around the pocket, buy himself a little bit of time, but again, the field side stop route, 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, isn't going to threaten anything.
Flintoff in to punt again. Jamal Morrow standing at his own 35-yard line, waiting to get a little return going. 11 returns for 147 yards. He's dead on the 30-yard line, and here he goes. 35, 40, 45, and he spins forward to the 49-yard line. 19 yards on a punt return. Nothing to sneeze at for Jamal Morrow. That's where the Riders will go, first and 10. With 4:39 remaining in the first quarter for Seedmaster and A&W, Riders offense is on the field when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
For in-depth discussion on everything Riders, get in the cage. The Sports Cage with Derek Taylor. Weekday afternoon starting at 4 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
4:39 remains in the first quarter. Riders down 7-3 to the Lions on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. In our home games, our sideline reports are thanks to the good folks at Ritchie Brothers. They love CFL football and want everyone to enjoy the game. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. Download the RBA app or visit rbauction.com. So far in this one, Cody Fajardo, 4 of 5 for 26 yards. William Powell, 3 carries for 7 yards. The Kyron Moore swing is officially classified as a run, so he has 1 carry for minus 2 yards. Fullback in the backfield, 3 receivers out wide. Fajardo hands it to Powell on 1st and 10, 45, and hit quickly. Getting up there to make the tackle was Gary Peters. Peters, an interesting case for this one. Suspended 1 game for abuse of a doping control officer. Able to play today because he is appealing that suspension. And this was a game where you need your best cornerback.
So yeah, no kidding.
Peters.
Saskatchewan could use their best defensive lineman, too.
Peters in press coverage on Kean Schaefer-Baker on 2nd and 7. Fajardo looking for Schaefer-Baker. Double pumps. Come back to it. Caught inside the 50 to the 45. And Schaefer-Baker running and down to the 42-yard line. Kean Schaefer-Baker with a Riders first down.
That's a young man right there who all he does is catch first down passes. Right? I mean, he's averaging 12.2 yards per catch. This is a great sort of stop, go, and then come back route. Timing is everything. Cody Fajardo allowed a little bit more time than normal to make that throw. First down, Riders.
16-yard gain for Schaefer-Baker. First and 10 from the BC 43. Three receivers to the right. Fajardo rolls that way underneath the Kyron at the 40. Can he break a tackle? No, he's wrestled down quickly. Marcus Sales on the tackle. It'll be a gain of just a couple.
We talk a lot about this BC Lions defense and how good they've gotten since the last time the Riders saw the orange-black. Marcus Sales having a terrific year already, and he looks at home in that strong side linebacker position, and he's the guy who makes the play that time. And a great tackling angle. And when you have a guy like Swerve with the ball, you've got to be patient when you try to tackle him because he's a guy who'll make you miss. Got to chop your feet, come to balance, and make a play.
Second and eight from the 41. Powell split out wide. Fajardo pressure off the edge. Throws underneath. It's caught by Schaefer Baker. No, they rule it incomplete. It was knocked out by the attacking defender. And that was Gary Peters forcing the incompletion. It'll be third down and Brett Lawther onto the field.
And DT, when you and I talked with Julio Caravata, I was saying, you know, one of the things I think that I would do if I was a defensive coordinator against the Riders is take away that first 5 yards, right? And so far, you can see that within the first 5-6 yards, the coverage is really tight on these wide receivers. They're not giving them much room to breathe at all.
49-yard field goal attempt from the right hash for Lawther. Snap good, kick is up, he's got the distance, and he's got the field goal as well. Lawther 2-for-2 in the game, 18 for 23 on the season. 3 more points for the Riders makes it Lions 7, Riders 6. Our field goals, as always, brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Their profits live in Saskatchewan, and so do they. Unbank yourself. Two decent drives from the Riders. That one off a good punt return by Jamal Morrow. Field goals again. It's only the first quarter, but it's 2 field goals.
Well, and you don't want to get, again, you don't want to talk yourself out of your scheme either, right? I felt like when they stopped the first run here, that drive, they just committed to not going back to it.
Burnham wide out to one side. Whitehead fakes a hitch screen. They'll swing it to the other side at the 30. It's Cooper, and he's hit quickly. Micah Tights swallowed up that little swing pass, and that's going to be a loss of about 3.
Well, that's a much better job rallying to the ball carrier and making the tackle initially by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And no surprise, it's Micah Tights. The kid's leading the team in production on defense, and that is his 31st tackle of the season.
Yeah, Tights, the second-year man. That can't be right. Micah Tights out of Calgary. Little scratch someone else did up my board incorrectly. Look, that can't be. That can't be.
Someone's
accurate.
Fired.
1:19 to go here in the first quarter. 4-man pressure for the Riders on second down. Riley guns. Oh, slipped down and incomplete did Hatcher with Ed Gainey in coverage. Incomplete. That's great as the Riders will get off the field.
Yeah, Hatcher loses his footing, partly because the ball was thrown a little bit behind him. Mike Riley not accurate on that. Saskatchewan Rough Riders showing 5 and then eventually dropping back 1 into coverage. But a really good job of Anthony Lanier just bullying through the offensive tackle on the right side to spy the pressure.
Flintoff into punt. Morrow stands at his own 30 looking for another good return. He'll have to come up to get this one at the 38-yard line on the run. 45 hit low there and drags forward to about the 48-yard line. Good safe catch by Morrow. Decent return, and the Riders will get good field position again as they take over with 55 seconds here left in the first quarter of play.
One of the things I'd like to see out of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they've had success over the past, had a lot of success with it last week against the Argos. I know it's granted it's a different team, but I'd like to see some pulling offensive linemen right now. Maybe pull Evan Johnson, see if you can get some room by creating and moving the gaps that the defensive linemen see.
Two running backs in the game, Powell and Keenan LaFrance, both into the backfield for this first and 10 play. Fake the handoff to Powell. Fajardo going to scramble out to his right to the 50. Dives forward to the 55-yard line. Ball out when he hit the ground. They say he is down by contact. Fajardo with a gain of 6+.
Yeah, it's going to be a long 4 yards, but again, I don't mind this run from Cody Fajardo. What I do mind is him diving head first to slide. You got a baseball side that, son. We know you're tough.
That slide against Toronto where he went head first.
Cringeworthy.
Two knees dragged. Not amazing for a great athlete. Last play of the first quarter here, 2nd and 4. from just inside midfield. Swing it to Keen Schaefer-Baker. Good thing he caught it, or that would have been a fumble. And Schaefer-Baker's going nowhere as that play gets stuffed for a second straight time, though to a different receiver. He's going to lose a bunch of yards as we hit the quarter time break. It'll be third down Riders when we return. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. After 15 minutes in Vancouver, the Riders trail 7-6 for Western Ag Professional Agronomy. The cooperators, Kevin Bazandowski at Bazandowski Insurance and Financial Services in Regina, and Redhead Equipment. Second quarter action straight ahead on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
And now, Derek and Luke have the call. It's second quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
After one quarter in this battle for second place in the West, the Riders trailing 7-6. Final play before we went to break, Luke. 8-yard loss on the run by Keon Schaefer-Baker.
You got really the only first down threats on this team offensively, and you're running swing passes to them. Schaefer-Baker's got no business back there catching swing passes, and it doesn't make much sense. And I'm really curious as to what the offensive strategy is here from Jason Moss at this point.
Short punt from John Ryan. Whitehead up to catch it at the 27-yard line, and he will not go any further than that. He had to race full speed to catch it on his knees. 27 from the 46 is a 37-yard punt from Ryan. Not his best. The Lions still caught deep in their own end. First and 10 from their own 27-yard line. In the first quarter, Cody Fajardo, 6 of 8 for 44 yards. Schaefer-Baker, the leading receiver, with 2 catches for 24 yards. Ricardo Lewis has 1 for 9 yards in a low offensive first quarter for the Riders. Defense on the field now, showing a little three-man front on first and 10 for the Lions. Riley, straight drop, looking to his left. He's got plenty of time, and he's going downtown. And tripped up, and Hatcher leaping and falling, and it's incomplete. He knocked feet with Blaise Brown at the 40. Brown was down and out. Hatcher couldn't adjust, and it'll be second down.
BC Lions doing what we thought was going to happen. They're going right at that field side. The younger guys in the secondary, Blaise Brown and Christian Campbell, that was a jump ball that I'm sure they're going to look at again and say, hey, I think we need to go back to that play. Just keep your feet this time. And it was as if Saskatchewan had anticipated that throw, too, because they dedicated 9 of their 12 guys to coverage.
Second and 10, Lions. See if the Riders can get off the field. They show 5. They bring 5. Riley forced out to his right. Throws back Brian Burnham at the 39-yard line in what is an incredibly annoying habit he has, catching first downs against the Riders.
Well, good job by Saskatchewan generating some pressure. They get Mike Riley out of the pocket. He's got to adjust his launch point, but then he does a Patrick Mahomes impression, sidearms it going to his right, sidearms it to the left, and completes it to Brian Burnham.
Whitehead and Burnham, the receivers to the right, first and 10 from their 39. They will hand it off. It's Butler, 40. 45, he runs into Godfrey Onyeka, drags him forward to the 46-yard line. That's a real run play from the Lions. Yeah. Good for 7.
Well, again, we talked about it in the pregame show. They're a run game away from being a real troublesome offense, and that is not a good sign when they're able to get 6.5-7 yards on the ground.
Charbel DeBeer and Micah Johnson off. Anthony Lanier and Mac Henry on as they replace their defensive tackles. Second and 3. 13 to go here in the second quarter. Tight end to the right for the Lions. Fullback in the backfield. Little play action. Riley looking to his left. Gunning it underneath behind Burnham and incomplete. Great job by Ed Gainey to make sure, 1, tight coverage, and 2, that Burnham had no chance to make a miracle catch.
Yeah.
And it's third down.
Well, they got the matchup they wanted to. They got Blaise Brown in a one-on-one situation, but Keon Hatcher wasn't able to create any separation against Blaise Brown, and Riley had to go to his crossing route. Burnham wasn't his first option there, and great job by the Riders getting off the field.
Stephen Flintoff back to punt again. Oh, this is a booming kick. And Morrow backpedals to his 7, fumbles, scoops it up at the 3. This could be trouble, and he's going to go down at his own 5-yard line. the coverage team on him very quickly, and the Riders will be in a big hole as they start this drive in the second quarter. We're going to break for Capital Auto Mall and Agco. Riders down 7-6, 12:26 to go in the second on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
For everything Riders, follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching at SportsCage. The source, 620 CKRM.
12:26 to go in the second quarter. Riders down 7-6 on the Cooperatives Rough Rider Radio Network. Stephen Flintoff's punt went 59 yards. Jamal Morrow got 1 yard on the return. However, face masking penalty called on BC gives the Riders 15 more yards and gets them out of a big, big hole. They will go first and 10 from their own 21.
And I also suspect it probably switched up the Lions' defensive approach. And we might see a little bit more conservatism and focus on the run. I think they would have pressured the quarterback there if they were on the 1 yard line.
Tight end for the Riders. Kian Schaefer-Baker motioning. He'll come back the other way. They'll hand it to Powell left side across the 20, forward, pushing to the 25-yard line. Powell with a pickup of about 4.
Yeah, and that's the approach. And I'm okay with even running the ball again. I think that if you get yourself in a 3rd-and-1 situation and you're the Riders, you're going for it. And Powell's a guy that can get 4 or 5 yards on the ground if the blocking's right. Assert your physical dominance on this team. It's not working getting to the edges of the field.
They credit Powell with 3 yards, so 2nd and 7 officially for their own 24. And somebody jumped on the hard count.
Well, it's the golden child here. It's the golden child.
No. He said...
No, it's Ricardo Lewis, the golden child. I was hoping you were going to catch that. But, yeah, about 8 yards offside. So, that's 4 catches and an offside call as far as production goes for Ricardo Lewis.
It's hollow to hear the official. I thought he said 82, confused.
He did say 82, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he screwed it up.
I was wondering what Naaman had done there, but Naaman does not play for this team anymore. And now the officials race in on this 2nd and 12 play to stop it before it even gets started.
Well, see, now we talked about change of strategy. Now it's a total different approach from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, right? You had more of your playbook open on 2nd and 6.
Oh, just resetting the clock, putting 15 seconds back on it before this 2nd and 12 play. And I feel like there might be some losing it in the booth if 2nd and 12 is a swing pass 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage here.
If they swing pass it, I'm throwing my coffee from here. Well, I won't throw it, actually. It will hit patrons of BC Place, but I'll be pretty upset.
Kyron Moore, Mitch Picton out to the right. 2 receivers to the left. Fajardo looking across the middle. Gunning for Picton across the 30. Made a man miss. 35. Mitch Picton. A very nice gain and good for a Riders first down on 2nd and 12.
That's great execution. Plenty of time for Cody Fajardo to set his feet in the pocket. Gets Picton coming across. He's been so reliable for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Hasn't gotten all the notoriety that other Canadian receivers have, but he has been a blessing for this offense and this team. Having a great year and producing whenever he gets the opportunity.
His 16th catch of the season gives the Riders 1st and 10 from their 41. 3 men in the backfield. Fajardo will keep it straight upfield. 40 behind a block from Logan Furl at 45. Pushing, and Fajardo on the option keeper. Good for a pickup of 9.
A run-pass option. One of the things I liked here about Fajardo's approach was the 2 hands over the football. Making sure that bad boy's secured. And getting what he can. Run the ball here. It's 2nd and 1.
Josiah St. John in, taking Jamal Morrow out. They go into a sneak formation on 2nd and 1. Fajardo just off to the left side, pushing forward and then pushed back. He had more than enough for the first down yardage before he was cast back by TJ Lee and friends.
You know, I said run the ball here, but actually I wanted to take it back. I really feel like you get in that situation again on a 2nd and 1, throw the ball. Go for it. Take a shot, because you know you're going to do the same thing, the QB sneak on 3rd down, right? So catch him off guard, maybe.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. 1st and 10 from the 52 with just under 10 to go in the second. Fake the handoff. Fajardo going deep for Skinny, yes, at the 30. Bobbling, and it's caught Braden Lennius marked out at the 24-yard line, a pickup of 34.
Hey, he's averaging 14 yards per catch, and this is a great job. One-on-one against number 21, Sales Cooper. He's such concentration. The defensive back for the BC Lions plays this right the whole way, but his ability to concentrate on the ball, catch it at its height, and come down and secure it, perfect. First down.
And get up to the line of scrimmage before they decide they might challenge it. First down at the BC 24. Fullback in the backfield. They'll hand it to Powell left side. Off the block 20. It'll get about 4 yards. Mitchell Picton driving a man out of the way as William Powell gets decent yardage on first down.
Again, in a game that we talked about winning the big play battle, this helps. And it's not a swing pass. It's not a bubble screen. It's attacking a defensive back in a one-on-one situation and throwing the ball up, letting your big wide receiver go and get it. Second down, Riders.
Just outside the red zone. Picton now the wide receiver to the right, tight end. They'll motion Lennius to the left. Nobody in the backfield now. Three-man pressure. Fajardo dumping across the middle. Receiver fell down, and it went right through the defensive lineman's hands. Looks like Levine dropped into coverage, and it's third down, Riders.
And unfortunately, the result is the same thing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Great play downfield. Then you stall, and you're kicking a field goal. That'll probably be the last time we see Alexander Dupuis run a route.
Oh.
He tries to settle down in front of the linebacker who's playing zone, and he just slips as he tries to break his route. Fortunate that didn't end up in an interception.
It really could have. Lather on, looking for his third field goal. Perfect so far. It's up, and he remains perfect with 8:01 to go here in the second quarter. Riders now into the lead. They lead 9-7 here on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network. All the field goals for Affinity Credit Union, supporting local, makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. We'll go to break for Nutrien and Young's Equipment. Riders in the lead on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is William Powell, running back. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
8:01 remains in the second quarter. Riders off the Brett Lawther field goal take a 9-7 lead. 9 plays, 31 yards led to the opening field goal. 5 plays, 21 yards led to the second field goal. That, a 9 play, 74-yard drive led to another field goal.
And if you're the defense of the BC Lions, you're happy with that. You're struggling to stop a team, but they're not scoring. They're kicking field goals. So that's the one positive you take away on their sideline. And on the Saskatchewan Rough Rider sideline, you got to say, hey, we got to figure out a way to continue these drives, but end them by crossing the goal line.
BC just takes the ball. They'll go first and 10 from their own 35. Lucky Whitehead, the lone receiver, to the left. They'll keep an extra blocker in, hand it off. It's Butler. Oh, and he's brought down in the backfield. Beautifully done. Micah Johnson holds him to no gain or a loss of one.
He's been so good for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders here. It's just a simple high-effort play. You're seeing a guy just come down the line, do whatever it takes to get down the line and then secure the tackle one-on-one. He's such a leader and a positive example of how to be a pro out there for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I'm a huge fan of Micah Johnson.
Already in this game, a play downfield, a play in the backfield to set up second and 11. Blitz coming, it's 5 and now a 6th. Riley pressured up the middle from Mac Henry, holding flag down. Riley on the run, 35, 40, dives forward to the 47-yard line before he's brought down by DeMarcus Gates. But there's a flag in the area of holding, and Deion Lacey down in the backfield holding at his left shin.
Yeah, that's not good. He's holding his... You got Deion Lacey out there. He's had a good year. As a matter of fact, been a real bright spot.
Oh. So two fouls, holding on the center, Peter Godber, for BC, and illegal contact called on Nick Marshall as he defended Lucky Whitehead. They'll just wipe it off, and they'll do it again, second and 11 from the 34. But Deion Lacey is the concern now. I think he got rolled up on at some point there as we have a brief break for the injury break for WorkSafe SAS. The injury report, even one injury too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. What did you see?
I'll tell you what I saw. Nothing. That's what I saw. Nick Marshall doesn't deserve a penalty on this play. That's a ridiculous call, especially as a quarterback defines himself as a runner. Nick Marshall barely made contact with him. I mean, he had his arms outstretched, but you're allowed to make a little bit of contact and hand fight in this league still. I'll never forget, for as long as I live, Peyton Manning's Tom Brady's recent interview with a reporter saying that football's gotten to the point where the referees are penalizing defenses for offensive mistakes, and that resonated and it's going to stick with me.
It's true. The flag came down so far in the backfield. I wondered if it was not intended for Marshall, because you're right, he did not do anything that deserved a foul. Under 7 to go here in the second. Back to 2nd and 11 for the Lions from their own 34. Riders show 4, bring 4. Riley pump fake, steps back, throws it up. Whitehead's open behind Marshall. Underthrown and broken up. Ed Gainey helped over the top. Marshall helped tip it away. And it's 3rd down Lions.
Mike Riley, plenty of time, takes a shot. Unfortunately, that shot for what lucky Whitehead is against the experienced side of this defense, Nick Marshall and Ed Gainey playing this perfectly. I mean, Ed Gainey's back here essentially becomes a safety and, gets to track the ball because of the height of the throw and breaks up the pass. Great play. Great defensive effort by the Riders.
Flintoff kicks it to the wide side of the field. Moving Morrow all that way, he's going to scoop it when it drops dead at the 17-yard line. Hit quickly and forced out of bounds at about the 21. Flintoff getting funky with his punts, and the Riders will go 1st and 10 from their own 26. When we return for Nutrien and Young's Equipment, we go to break. Riders 9, Lions 7 with 6:25 to go in the second on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Stay in the know with Canada's team. Listen to the Sports Cage with Derek Taylor weekday afternoon starting at 4 on 620 CKRM.
6:25 remains in the second quarter here from Vancouver. The Riders 9, the Lions 7 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. This is the second of a CFL doubleheader today. Toronto Argos beating Montreal 30-27 in the opener. I just got a text from a former player who said, Derek, you were so right about big play VA. Vernon Adams, couple picks. Finest Vietnamese is Vernon Adams today on the way home.
Vernon Adams, thanks to you, we get free Vietnamese food by anticipating that you were going to definitely throw over 0.5 of an interception against the Toronto Argonauts and Chris Jones' new defense.
The two quarterbacks the league was super psyched about, Cody Fajardo and Vernon Adams. Cody's holding up his part, but VA, not so much. 1st and 10 at Riders, officially their own 22. William Powell, 25, spins, pushing forward to the 30-yard line. TJ Lee with the tackle. Powell close to 8. Unlocking Willie P. Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't mind that, right? You're down in 2nd and 2, 2nd and 3 right now for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Ricardo Lewis coming off. They'll bring on Josiah St. John. 6th offensive lineman getting a lot of burn in the last 3 games, right? Just trying to push other teams around. The power running game that Craig Dickinson desperately wants this team to be. St. John, the tight end to the right. Dupuis in the backfield. Powell behind Dupuis going left. Pushing forward, trying to get to that 35-yard line. He spun down there. A pickup of 5 and a Riders first down.
And one of the things that you're noticing out of William Powell this year, and not to say that he wasn't doing that over the last couple years here in Rider Nation, is just the downhill attack. He's not waiting at the line of scrimmage. He's not waiting in the backfield for holes to identify. There's some plays where he just attacks it downhill, goes and gets what he can, and that's what he did right there behind big Logan Ferland and Brett Boyko.
He's always got that shiftiness available, right?
Yeah,
when he
exactly
needs it. Now 8 carries for 30 yards. 1st and 10 from the 35. Under 5 to go in the second. Play action. Fajardo looking middle. He's going to be forced out to the right. Now back to the left and tracked down from behind. No, he escapes and he's going to tuck it and run. 40 and out at the 41-yard line. One of the big defensive linemen should have had him from behind and probably got held, but you didn't hear that from me.
Hey. This is a good job. Boom, Guachum's just making a high-effort play, eventually gets off the block of Cam Jefferson, chases him down, but Cody, just a great job of being athletic, keeping his feet out of reach of Boom's long arms and getting what he can. It's 2nd and 4.
From the 41-yard line, Moore and Schaefer-Baker motion to the right. Blitz coming. It's six. Fajardo under pressure immediately spins out to the left. Guns underneath. It's caught and down. Dupuis at the 47-yard line. That'll be good for a Riders first down as Fajardo barely escaped.
Well, here's the thing. A, he escaped, right? Barely. He spun to the outside. But that's what we talked about in the postgame show. Let things come to you, right? Don't force anything. Don't get stuck on what you think you see. You're a playmaker. Go out, make a play. Here, he gets out of trouble, and then he finds an open receiver. That's more like what we're used to seeing out of him. And if he continues to do that, then the big plays, like the ones down the sideline of Lennius, will keep coming.
Under four to go here in the second. First and 10 from their own 47 go the Riders. Pump fake. Fajardo has to run and now slides down underneath a tackle from Jordan Williams. Fajardo able to get two as his options on the left were not available.
All right, so new fine here. We're instead of making a swear jar, we're going to make a slide jar, and we're going to ask Cody to put $20 in it every time he runs the football and dives headfirst for the down. So right now, if we're doing $20 fines, he owes us $40. And there we see why we don't want him to do it, because he one of the Lions defenders makes contact with the back of his head with his knee.
Yeah, Williams did a good job to go over top of him, but the knee trailing got Fajardo in the head. Second and eight, showing the blitz. Here comes seven. Fajardo under pressure, just throws it up. Underthrown, tipped, and incomplete for Kian Schaefer-Baker. Keontae Harden had the best shot at that ball, and it's third down, Riders.
Well, this is a good job by Cody Fajardo, just avoiding what was a potentially detrimental play here. I would advise against throwing it up the way he did, but I think he's just trusting his receiver, knowing that he's about to get plowed. He gets hit by two BC Lions on that blitz, and Lennius is just unable to come up with another monster catch for him. I think that was Schaefer-Baker.
John Ryan on to punt from his own 49-yard line. This is the last play before the three-minute warning. They're going to use all the seconds that they can. Ryan, little end-over-end kick, hanging up high, and this is going to be trouble. 15-yard, no yards, taken at the 23, and forced out of bounds. Was it Godfrey Onyeka who got caught within the 5-yard barrier? Yeah. So that'll be a bunch of yards for the BC Lions when we return. The 3-minute warning for Brett Young Seeds. Get game-changing pod shatter and disease resistance. Visit your local seed supplier or brettyoungs.ca to learn more about Brett Young's Defend R rated canola hybrids. The break for spreads.ca, Borgo Industries, Sask Lotteries, and Nick Service. Riders up 9-7 with 2:36 to go in the second on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is the Riders number 67, Dan Clark of Regina. You are listening to the best coverage in the CFL, only on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
2:36 remains here in the second quarter. Riders 9, Lions 7 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Quarterback sacks, as always, brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet Buick GMC. The playmakers in Wadena, always remember, drive a little, save a lot. Luke, that last play before the punt, I would love to see the Riders throw the ball deep more. But Cody is getting hit a lot when they try to stretch the field.
Well, and again, you have to give credit to the Lions. I mean, they're scheming up some good calls. That was another pressure package and blitz from the Lions, and it makes sense to blitz on second and long, right, when Cody's really only having trouble having success hitting your underneath routes. So it makes sense to blitz at that time for the Lions.
First and 10 Lions from their own 39. Riley pump fakes to his left, dumps it across the middle. Was that complete to David Mackey at the 44-yard line? It was. The fullback and BC's most handsome man with a pickup of 5.
Yeah, and also getting lit up by Saskatchewan's most handsome redhead, Micah Tights. Just underneath his helmet. Boom!
We almost reached a critical mass of handsomeness on a single play.
Yes.
That was a heck of a hit.
Yeah.
As DeMarcus Gates helps clean it up. Gates in there because Deion Lacey left with what we believe to be a shin injury or calf injury. We'll update you as best we can on that. Second and 5 from the 44. Riders bring 4. Gunned out wide. Caught. Katoy 50. 55. Flag way down in the defensive backfield in the area of an illegal contact penalty. This should be a Lions first down on the 11-yard gain.
Luchez Purifoy arguing his case very early on in this situation. The referees are already asking Rick Campbell what he wants to do with this.
Illegal contact.
There's an illegal contact call on Blaise Brown. They will decline it, take the yards gained, and it's a Lions first down. Ailey Buka is in the game at the field halfback spot. That's where Christian Campbell started. Buka, they believe he can play that halfback spot pretty well. We'll see what he can do here. First and 10 for the 54. Quick pressure. Burnham inside Ryder territory and tackled.
Great play.
Beautifully done by Blaise Brown in the wide open field. He'll hold Burnham to a small gain.
Great play on the tackle and great call by Jason Shivers. Coming after Mike Riley, and Mike's got to get this ball out of his hands ASAP. Otherwise, he is sacked for about a 7-yard loss. Fortunately, he saves them a 2nd and 9 situation. Saskatchewan might want to think about throwing some pressure in here. Don't want to give the Lions a chance to get downfield on a big play here.
Jason Shivers loves to blitz on 2nd and long, much more than league average. He brings just 3 this time. A little change of pace. Riley pumping. Is he across the line of scrimmage? Tiptoes on it. Throws it to the sticks and it's complete. Missed tackle. And a little extra yardage.
Yeah.
Is that Cooper on the far side? Broke through the tackle of Nick Marshall. Either way, a BC first down with 1:20 to go.
And that's why I'm a big fan of pressuring Mike Riley versus rushing 3 against him, because, I mean, this is what he's good at. He's not in the rush to run the football here. He's just waiting for somebody to identify themselves as an open receiver, and he finally gets it in Shaq Cooper, and they're threatening on Saskatchewan's 36.
First and 10, 1:20 to go in the second. Riley over 120 yards passing now. 3 receivers to his left. 3-man pressure. Riley's got all the time in the world. Checks down to Cooper. Good tackle, Micah Tights. And Cooper's going to lose yards.
And this is a coverage sack. Coverage tackle, essentially, because Cooper's the only person that Mike Riley has to go to here because of the secondary's terrific job. There's nobody open. Michael Riley gets it to the only player he really can, and Micah Tights again. He's just being efficient every time they give an opportunity, making tackles.
3-yard loss, 3-man pressure again, 2nd and 13. Riley, pressure off the outside, scrambles to his right. Dubson, it's complete. It's Gatoy, 20, 15, forced out of bounds by Ed Gainey. They had him, but Gatoy slipped away, and he's got a first down in the red zone.
And again, this is why you don't rush 3 against Mike Riley. He just gets out of the pocket and waits for his receiver to come across on a crossing route. I'm really not sure what happened to the defensive back that was right in front of Katoy as he caught this ball, because he looked like he avoided the tackle and went right for his leg. So, again, I'm not sure what happened here. He had a chance to make a game-saving tackle, or not a game-saving, but a conversion-saving tackle, and it looks like he jumps out of the way.
Nick Marshall limping. It took him quite a while to get up. 1st and 10 Lions from the Ryder 14. They show a bunch. Oh, they bring the house. It's 8 men coming. Riley under pressure, drops it off. It's Whitehead 10. Can he bust a tackle? 5. Spins down to the 2-yard line. They immediately went after Nick Marshall, who got up limping, and the Lions get a first down with 44 seconds to go in the quarter.
Well, there's the problem, right? So you run 3 at Mike Riley, and he gets a first down. Then you pressure him. He takes a hit and gets a first down.
Oh.
Right? So here's the thing. What was different about that versus the 3-man rush? We got to hit him. So I'm okay with them getting first downs as long as we're hitting Mike Riley. Because if you're running 3 at him and he's getting first downs and not getting hit at all, that's a lot worse.
It was Pete Robertson who got the lick on Riley. They go 1st and goal from the 3 with 30 seconds to go. Riders need a stand. Flag down off the snap. Riley looking to the end zone. Throws it up, and it's tipped away and incomplete. Good read by Nick Marshall coming from the weak side. We wait to see what was the flag.
Might be offside on the Lions here. I'm not sure.
Takes Suk Chung an extra second to get up. One of the officials over talking to Rick Campbell here on the near sideline. The referee going to talk to Craig Dickinson on the far side. It would be 2nd and goal from the 3-yard line with 20 seconds to go.
Well, this is it's probably a pretty anxious situation for the Lions down here.
Interesting. It's procedure called against BC. The Riders decline it, make them go 2nd and goal from the 3 instead of 1st and goal from the 8.
And here's why I don't mind that decline, because BC has yet to prove that they can run the ball down here.
True.
So you're forcing them to pass. Unless they run a draw here or maybe a screen. They haven't run a screen in a while. They've shown tendency to run a screen and some pressure. Maybe Mike Riley decides to do it himself. He's made a career doing that, amongst other things.
Four receivers to the wide side. They split the running back out to the right. Riley, three-man pressure, looking, gunning underneath for the touchdown. It's quick as can be, and it's Lucky Whitehead, and the Lions go back on top.
The problem with that is just he had too much time, and Lucky Whitehead, all he had to do was find an opening to sit down in. And he did exactly that. He's on the boundary side closest to Mike Riley's throwing arm. And he doesn't really sprint anywhere. He just sort of settles down into the open spot that first comes available. And he's got his second touchdown of the game. And all of a sudden, it's 13-9 for the Lions with 15 seconds left in the first half.
The first touchdown drive for them, very quick, two plays, bang, bang. That one a little more surgical. Either way, it ends with Lucky Whitehead in the end zone, the league's leading receiver. And the Lions now, through Jimmy Camacho, convert is good. They will take a 14-9 lead.
Hey, you know, the Lions, earlier they were having so much trouble with their kick game. They just decided, hey, you know what? If we can't find the kicker, we'll get the guy with the coolest last name.
Jimmy Camacho.
Let's sign the guy whose last name is Camacho.
Well, here's the thing. When is the last time the Lions have American at kicker and American at punter? When's the last time a team used two American spots?
Like, Lions have been like that, though, because what's that kid's name that they had a couple years ago?
Castillo, but he did both.
Castillo, and then the guy that's right.
And
they also brought in the
Aussie punter used to play for the Riders.
Bartell.
Josh Bartell came in for a spell. But to use two Americans in that spot, one, it tells you it was a big problem, and two, they like the results they are getting. 9-play, 71-yard touchdown drive. All the touchdown drives brought to you by Smooth 42 Craft Distillery, inventors of Create Eco Vodka, Saskatchewan's best-priced spirit. Make it your own with Create Eco Vodka. Kickoff is low and on the ground. The big men get out of the way and let Jamal Morrow take it at the 15, the 20, the 25. Can he make something out of the return with 10 on the clock? Tries to spin out, and he'll be down at the 32-yard line as he is twisted down. 6 seconds left on the clock, so we expect the Riders will just kneel this one down.
Well, here's the thing. The one thing I appreciate about Morrow's play here, he didn't get anything on the return. One of the things he did do is he kept two hands over the football, because both Lions players were taking rips at it. And if you give Mike Riley the ball on the 30-yard line at 6, you're guaranteeing at least a field goal. So get what you can and get to the second half.
Fajardo in the kneel down formation puts it down with 5 on the clock. Quality Tire, Redhead Equipment, and Sastel, thank you so much for helping us bring folks this game from Vancouver. It's been entertaining so far. Almost big plays and big plays on both sides. And the Riders will go to half, trailing 14-9. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Plenty to talk about in the halftime show. We'll talk about the Riders' performance, what they're getting from William Powell, and we'll dive a little deeper into the should you blitz Michael Riley conversation, because that is something that has plagued defensive coordinators for a long time in this league. Halftime show is next on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.